And we're joined now in the studio by Dr. Sue Klausmeier and Elizabeth Alexander. Sue Klausmeier is the conductor, and Elizabeth Alexander is the composer of one of the pieces of Close Your Eyes and Think of Me, which is the show that Voices Summer Chorus is going to be doing tonight at University United Methodist Church on East Franklin Street. 7:30 p.m. is the showtime. Sue, Elizabeth, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us here.
Sue, let me start with you. For those who don't know, what is Voices Summer Chorus?
Well, you know, Aaron, Voices is sort of our umbrella name, and it encompasses a large symphonic-sized choir that performs a couple of performances with orchestra every year, and we have a small ensemble called Cantari. And about 7 or 8 years ago, we had the idea that we should start a summer group because there were plenty of people who had more time in the summer to sing, and it's been very popular. It's always a theme-related performance, and this year, I pulled something out of my past, you know, the Carole King song.
Yes.
You've Got a Friend. Well, title, from that song I got the title, Close Your Eyes and Think of Me. And all the pieces are related in that they're about relationships of various kinds, friends and lovers, strangers, pets, all of those relationships that make our lives wonderful and difficult and interesting. And so we've gone from classical music, starting with Henry Purcell, to Carole King herself, who, by the way, is getting an award at the Kennedy Center this year,
yes,
along with Sergio Zawa. And you know, she's pretty famous.
That's always such an eclectic program at the Kennedy Center, isn't it, when they do those?
It is, but I mean, she was a great songwriter.
Mm.
And so we've got Paul Simon and John Lennon and Eric Whitaker. We're singing in several different languages, but joined by some other fine instrumentalists as well. So I think it's a program that lots of ages and people with different interests in music will find entertaining and hopefully moving.
And I'm looking at the program, and it's really terrific. You mentioned Henry Purcell, 5 Hebrew love songs, In My Life is the Beatles song, Carole King, Bridge Over Troubled Water, which is just one of the greatest ever, a whole bunch more, and an original composition. This is the premiere of this composition,
right?
By Elizabeth Alexander, called Sue Loves Butter. And Elizabeth, you're coming all the way from Minnesota for this, right?
So I am
that's
thrilled
really
to
cool.
come all the way from Minnesota. for this.
It's a little bit warm in July, but other than that. So tell me about Sue Loves Butter.
Oh, Sue Loves Butter. Sue Loves Butter had a winding history in coming here. As a composer, you get commissioned to write music for a lot of different occasions. And this is an elegy for someone who had died, someone who was a founding member of a choir.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a different choir, and the choir members sent me these wonderful letters and emails and even a video of this amazing woman, whose name was Sue, and said, take all of this and put it together as an homage to this amazing woman. So I came up with this idea of expressing all the joy and the friendship in her life. She was an amazing practical joker. She used to go moo in the middle of choir rehearsals occasionally. She loved to fish. And there was a notorious meal that she cooked where everything, actually for the whole camping trip, was cooked in butter. So this piece is, you know, if you've seen the movie, the recent one, Inside Out,
yes,
there's a little character named Joy. Well,
yes,
this is Joy.
This is Joy.
So when I wrote this piece for the choir, they loved it, and then they looked at it and said, you know, we were looking for something a little more traditional, a little more more like a traditional elegy. So I wrote the traditional elegy.
They sent you the butter story and then told you they wanted something more traditional. Okay.
I think it was well-meaning. I think no one actually thought I was going to take this and push the envelope so far. This is the wildest, craziest celebration of joy I have ever written. And I got to say, the women of Voices Chorale have, they have met and matched. And what's in poker, they see
up
your match
ante,
and they upped
up the
it.
Ante,
this is
yeah,
a, they
yeah.
have really done an amazing job with this piece. So I'm so pleased that it's gotten a home. And and it I have to admit, but when I wrote Sue has performed. Sue Klausmeier has performed a number of my pieces at UNC with her Women's Glee Club. So when I thought, okay, who's a choir director who would just grab this and roll with it? I have to admit that the fact that her name was Sue was very exciting to me. So she was the first director I wrote a couple years later. And I said, so I have this piece I wrote last year. And she said, so I have this concert I'm scheduling in a year. Mm-hmm. And I can't believe, as I look at the program, it feels like she programmed the entire concert around my piece. But of course,
but actually,
she didn't.
I had all of the other pieces selected, and your piece fit in it perfectly.
So it was meant to be. It was amazing. Like 4 hours later, she wrote and said, it's programmed.
That's incredible. We're talking with Sue Klausmeier and Elizabeth Alexander. How did the two of you connect in the first place? This goes back a ways, right? Mm. Yeah.
Well, a number of years ago, one of the churches in town, it was at Eno River Unitarian Universalist Church, mm-hmm. Wanted to ask a composer to write a special commissioned work for an event in the church, life of the church. And I was asked to be on a committee to look over several composers' works and to help choose the one that would write the piece. And Elizabeth got the job. And so then she came through Chapel Hill, and we had lunch together and hit it off, communicated very easily. And then she came over and heard my Women's Glee Club rehearsing two or three of her pieces. And so we've stayed in touch. She has a great website, by the way. She also has a music publisher, and her publishing company is called Seafarer Press. But her website is great for composers to look at. You see the titles, you see who's performed this piece, how difficult is the piece, here's a little snippet of the piece, you can get a score easily. So she's been a person that I've kept returning to see what has she written lately that I might be able to use.
And Elizabeth, you've got a Carolina background too, right?
Mm-hmm. I do. I was born in Chester, South Carolina, but I grew up, the first half of my childhood was in North Carolina, and for about 2 years here in Raleigh.
Awesome. But, so what's your website so people can go?
My website is, the easiest way to find it is just ElizabethAlexander.com.
All right.
I was an early adapter. I managed to get that name.
You just snuck right in and got that. I wasn't even able to get AaronKeck.com, and that is one of the more obscure names out there. But we're speaking with Sue Klausmeier, Elizabeth Alexander. Close Your Eyes and Think of Me as the concert, Voices Summer Chorus, tonight, 7:30, University United Methodist Church, East Franklin Street. Sue, what else do people need to know about this show?
Well, there are tickets available at the door. We do have some fine instrumentalists joining us. Tassie Matthews is a wonderful violinist, and she's involved in several of the pieces, particularly, though, the Eric Whitaker five Hebrew folk songs, or love songs, because they're for piano and violin and chorus. And then we're doing a piece in Russian, and she plays on that one. And Robbie Link, who's a well-known, very fine contrabass bass player, he plays electric bass in this concert on some of these pop tunes, but he plays cello as well.
Nice.
So, I mean, he's just an all-around great musician. And then we have a percussionist joining us. His name is Jackson Valentine. And our very fine pianist is Linda Velto. But I think, it's an upbeat program from beginning to end, and there'll be some audience participation. Elizabeth's piece requires the audience to sing a little refrain near the end several times. So
it's not hard. You'll be able to pick it up real fast.
All right.
And anyway, I think it's going to be a program that will have a lot of appeal, and you'll leave humming a few tunes, and maybe you'll remember the Carol Keane song that it was all based on.
That sounds good. VoicesChapelHill.org is the website. If you want to learn more or get ticket information, you can buy tickets online too. Voices Summer Chorus, Close Your Eyes and Think of Me, tonight, 7:30, University United Methodist Church. Sue Klausmeier, Elizabeth Alexander, thank you so much. I'm looking forward to this.
Thanks,
Aaron. It was a pleasure.